We are Quixie 98.3, your home for praise and shine. Our devotional this time is the go-between prayer. Late one Saturday afternoon, a family stopped at a local restaurant for lunch. As the waiter set crispy French fries and thick burgers on their table, the man at the table glanced up and asked the waiter's name. Then he said, "We pray as a family before we eat. Is there something we can pray for you today?" The waiter, whose name is Alan, looked at them with a mixture of surprise and anxiety. A short silence followed before he told them that he was sleeping on his friend's couch each night. His car had just quit working, and he was broke. As the family quietly asked God to provide for Alan and show him his love, it occurred to them how their go-between prayer was similar to what happens when the Holy Spirit takes up our cause and connects us with God. In our moments of greatest need, when we realize we're no match to handle life on our own, when we don't know what to say to God, Romans 8:27 plainly says, "The Spirit intercedes for God's people." What the Spirit says is a mystery, but we're assured that it always fits with God's will for our lives. The next time you pray for God's guidance, provision, and protection in someone else's life, let that act of kindness remind you that your spiritual needs are also being lifted to God, who knows your name and cares about your problems. Is there anyone you can pray for today? How might you respond to temptation differently if you knew that the Holy Spirit was praying for you during the struggle? We thank and praise Jesus that temptation has no power to separate us from Him. Jesus gives us victory today through the power of His resurrection from the dead. This is Scott Gettle. Thank you for listening to Praise and Shine on Quixie 98.3. Stay safe, be well, take care, and God bless.